This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Did you know that you could spend less than 20 seconds after each salat and still have 1,500 good deeds recorded for you, written for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily? Even if you're praying at work and you're pressed for time, you can still do this and make it a part of your life moving forward. Sometimes we forget how truly merciful and generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how much He rewards for seemingly small actions, things that don't take a lot of time or effort, things that in fact the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself described as being easy. The deed we're going to be talking about today is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Him, declaring His greatness, His magnificence, declaring Him free of all imperfections, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is probably one of the easiest ways that you'll ever find in the sunnah to enter paradise. Abdullah ibn Amr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَصْلَتَانِ أَوْ خَلَّتَانِ لَا يُحَافِذُ عَلَيْهِمَا عَبْدٌ مُسْلِمٌ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. That there are two qualities or characteristics, and here it's actually referring to good deeds. No Muslim is consistent in performing them except that he will enter Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, هُمَا يَسِيرٌ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلُ بِهِمَا قَلِيلٌ. These two acts are easy to do, but the people who adhere to them and implement them in their lives are few. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now he's getting us warmed up. He's getting our attention here. What are these two things? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُسَبِّحُ دُبَرَ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ أَوْ فِي دُبَرِ كُلِّ صَلَاتٍ عَشْرًا وَيَحْمَدُ عَشْرًا وَيُكَبِّرُ عَشْرًا. He said that after every salat, he says, Subhanallah, 10 times, Alhamdulillah, 10 times, Allahu Akbar, 10 times. فَذَلِكَ خَمْسُونَ وَمِئَةٌ فِي اللِّسَانِ وَأَلْفٌ وَخَمْسُمِئَةٍ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. So that's 150 times on the tongue, but 1,500 times on the scale. What does he mean 150 times on the tongue? Well, if you say these three phrases 10 times after salat, that's 30 times. And if you do that 5 times a day with your salawat, then that is 150 times. But on the scale, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is written as 1,500 good deeds. Now, many of you are familiar with the other form of doing tasbih and dhikr after salat, which is to say each one of those 33 times. And that is actually better to do that. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam here is teaching us something easy, something that we can even do when we are pressed for time. The second action that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam points us to, that action that is easy but that will lead to Jannah, is he says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when you are going to bed, to say subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. فَذَلِكَ مِئَةٌ بِاللِّسَانِ أَلْفٌ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. That is 100 times on your tongue, but 1,000 times on the scale. 1,000 good deeds are written for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by the companions, O Messenger of Allah, these are easy. Why is it that so few people do them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because the shaitan comes to one of you as he is going to sleep and encourages him to sleep before he says these words. And he comes to one of you in the salah where you dhakiruhu bihaja, he reminds him of something that he needs to do before he says these words. And so as much as this is about saying subhanallah and alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar, it's about remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a time when it may feel inconvenient to you. But you take that extra time to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being mindful of Allah azza wa jal at all times is something that the believer should strive for. Now, some of the narrations of this hadith, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, is there any one of you who does 2,500 bad deeds in a day? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is writing for you 2,500 good deeds. And this is about Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's about making sure that your scales are heavy with good deeds and that your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, that your good deeds are more than the shortcomings and the mistakes and the sins that you have committed. Now, as a side note, many of us are concerned about our own scales. We're concerned about our weight, and we should be, because obesity is linked to many serious medical conditions. So a lot of us get on the scale, you know, a few times a week. Some people get on the scale daily and they notice, my weight has gone up a pound or two. Now, if somebody said to you, you could be your optimum weight, there's something very easy that you could do every day, something very easy, it's not going to take you but 2 minutes, and you can have that scale say whatever you want it to say, most of us would jump at that opportunity. Well, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here is telling us, you can get your scales in the hereafter to say what you want them to say. Say what you want it to say. You can have that scale heavy by doing these small deeds that are very easy. I want you to take the time to implement this in your life. Teach this to somebody else in your family. Teach it to your children. Teach it to your spouse. Because if you teach it to somebody, you're more likely to remember how rewarding these deeds are and how easy they are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in remembering him. We ask him to make our scales heavy with good deeds on the day of judgment. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad.